Of the tools necessary to hone the craft of writing, many recommend attending a writer's conference. As I've shared, I recently attended the Cape Cod Writers Conference and caught up with fascinating folks working in many areas of the field. Nancy Rubin Stewart is the journalist and author of nonfiction articles and 6 books, and the director of the Cape Cod Writers Conference. Her most recently published book was The Muse of the Revolution, The Secret Pen of Mercy Otis Warren and the Founding of a Nation. It depicts one of America's most extraordinary women, a founding mother who described the American Revolution from her personal experiences and those of her friends, who included John and Abigail Adams and Martha and George Washington. Mercy Otis Warren was also the nation's first female playwright and an ardent advocate for the Bill of Rights. If you ask our guest Nancy why she writes, she'll answer, to entertain, to learn about other people, to explore new ideas and worlds, to live more widely than you could in a single lifetime, and to preserve memory, to capture human experience in its dimensions and its complexities. But today, we'll be speaking to Nancy in her capacity of creative director of the Cape Cod Writers Conference. Welcome, Nancy. Thanks for taking some time from your very hectic schedule to speak with us.
Thanks. My pleasure to be here.
How important is it for aspiring writers to attend a conference like this?
I think it's critical. I can just say that when I went to my first writers' conference, it opened up a whole new world for me as a writer. And without it, you're sort of working in a vacuum or depending on only, you know, books that talk about writing. But when you talk to professional writers, when you get their perspective, when you get updates on the industry, it makes you learn about your craft from maybe you have a mentoring session or you just sit and listen to other people. You really open your mind and expand your horizons and improve your skills. You just can't help it.
Yeah. How many attendees are there here this week?
We have about 180, 185. It changes every day. We get a few more, especially today, which is opening day. And we have another 39 students who are off campus who are young writers. So I guess we have, well over 200 people.
Give us just a little bit of history about the Cape Cod Writers Conference.
Oh, it has a great history. It started 49 years ago with a group of women who were sort of headed by the woman named Marion Vollemer, who lived here at Craigville. Her husband was a minister, and they were writers who were not professional, but they said, gee, there's so many famous writers who come to the Cape in the summer, and why don't we see if we can get a few of them to talk to us? And that's how the conference began in 1963.
Ah, all right. And how long does it take to plan a conference like this, and what's the process?
It takes about a year. I mean, we have over 30 faculty members from really almost every discipline and literary and digital, and it takes about a year to get it organized and find out who is going to be good and who is available and what they're like and what they can contribute and how they fit into the mix. And then, of course, there's the whole scheduling issue.
Your faculty is so varied and so talented. How do you decide who to invite?
That's a bit of a challenge. Of course, many people write in, and we've had some wonderful people who have emailed us and have introduced themselves. Others are people that either I know through writing circles or people that I know who know people or people that whose work I admire. And so it's a long process. It's many different steps.
And is there a panel of staff that actually goes through and goes through the inviting process or...
Well, we're a short staff. We're a small staff. We do have a board of directors. If I have any questions or anything that I need their opinion, I always bounce it off of them. But basically, I guess, you know, because I'm originally spent my whole writing career in New York, I know many, many people. And so far, we've had a wonderful, wonderful faculty.
What advances do writers who aren't able to come to a conference, what do they need to be up on?
Well, besides traditional literary skills, which is a lifetime achievement effort, they need to understand that many books today are being sold. I mean, I'm not sure, but I think there are more books being sold on Amazon, for instance, and through Kindles than there are in terms of hard and paperback books. But that's only part of it. There's all kinds of online communication promotional capacities and venues and skills that a writer has to write enough. To write well is not enough today. You also have to be able to present digitally in an intelligent way. You have to be able to sell your books digitally. You need a presence online. You need a community. You have to build that. There are so many different ways to do that. There's you know, podcasts, and there's blogs, and there's tweets, and there's websites, and it goes, and who knows what the next one will be beyond this. There are other ways to promote your books. There's things like Library Thing and Goodreads. Well, we can go on and on. But the larger point is you have to learn to promote your book, to market your book, to sell your book, to have a community. All of that you need to do, as well as to write well. And even that, even with that, then you have to think that, and I've had this question asked, you have to think, well, is it more important to wait for hardcover contract or paperback contract, or should I sign an ebook contract? And now people have asked me that, and I say, well, if it's your first book, you certainly should sign an ebook contract. Now think about it. What difference does it make? As long as they read it, whether it's hard or it's in your library or not, it's probably going to get, you know, moved to somebody else's library in time. But the ebook is an instant way for people to read, and it disseminates it. And, you know, there are reviews online. Some books, ebooks or hardcovers, have sample chapters you can read and find out whether you want to buy it. So I think the digital age is key. Understanding all those commercial aspects beyond the literary skills are key for a writer today.
And what's great about this conference is that you have agents and editors and so on. So there's, as you say, so much more to the business than just writing a book.
And that in itself is, as I say, a life work. I know, you know, it has been for me and for many other people, but now, and you know, there's a good thing about the digital age, because it's instant. You can look, your readers can find you 24/7. They don't have to catch you on a TV show or catch you at a book tour or in a radio program. No offense here. But 24/7, they can find your book and they can read it.
So what's your next writing project? What are you working on, and when will we be seeing it?
Well, my next book is coming out with Beacon Press, 2013, if I finish it in time, which I think I will. And it's on two fascinating characters. The title is Defiant Brides of the American Revolution. It's about Lucy Knox, wife of Henry Knox, and Peggy Arnold, wife of Benedict Arnold. And it's a contrast and comparison of these two women. One marries a patriot, they both start out as patriots. They marry these two patriots, and what happens to them because of the political turns their husbands take.
That sounds fascinating. I can't wait to read it. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Elaine. It's really been a pleasure to have you here at the conference, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay here.
I know I will.